Did you hear Proud Flesh?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how would you use it?
Proud Flesh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just something that really got to be scrubbed and cleaned off.
Okay. If you get just a little cut on your finger and you want to put something on it to avoid infection, you might put something on that you haven't, you know, liquid stuff that you have in your medicine cabinet. It's red and it stings real bad.
Mercurochrome.
Okay, but it stings worse than mercurochrome.
Iodine.
Okay. What do you call that stuff that used to be given sometimes as a tonic for malaria?
3-6. Tonic for malaria.
I don't know if it's the same thing or not. Sometimes they used to give it pills to people for a fever.
Oh,
for a cold.
You see, quinine.
Did they give you that?
Yes, I don't know no more quinine. Death.
Okay, you might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient, what, anyway?
Passed.
Okay. Any other terms?
Died.
Okay. Are there any crude or humorous ways of saying it? Like, I sure am glad that old skin plant finally, what?
Died.
Okay, but any
funny
ways of saying that he died? Or
kicked the bucket.
Okay. you might say, gosh, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he
died from.
Okay. They bury him in a
coffin.
Okay. And the coffin they put in the ground in the
tombstone or casket?
Just the place where they
cemetery.
Okay. If it's small and out in the country, you'd call it a
lot.
Okay, and if it's real small and out on a farm, you'd call it a what? Okay, what if it's right up beside a church?
Church cemetery.
Okay, do you have any other words for coffin?
Casket.
Okay, is it the same thing?
Yes.
Okay, do you know what they call the old-timey ones that were made of wood and they were like wide at the shoulders and they tapered down like this toward the ankles?
A box or anything.
Okay. You might say he was an important man. Everybody turned out for his
funeral.
Okay. If people are dressed in black, you'd say they are in
mourning.
Okay. If somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? And you're just feeling about average, you know, and you say, oh, I'm
fairly well.
Okay. And if somebody's troubled, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right. Don't what?
Worry.
Okay. And that if you're getting old and your joints are stiff and aching, you say you got a touch of
arthritis.
Okay. Anything else you might call?
Rheumatism.
Okay. What do you call that throat disease that children used to die of where they choke in the middle of the night?
Diphtheria.
Okay. What do you call the disease where your skin and your eyeballs turn yellow? You're getting
yellow jaundice.
Okay. If you get a sharp pain right down here and you have to have an operation, you've probably got
ovaries or pus tubes. Abscess.
Men can have it too.
Oh, a hernia.
No, they have to take out your
gallbladder, gallstone.
Your
appendix.
Yeah. Okay. and if you get okay, and if something's wrong with your appendix, then the disease is called
appendicitis.
Okay. If you eat and drink things that don't agree with you and they come back up, you say you what?
Vomit. Or heaved.
Okay.